So I sat down to record today, and I realized that the recording didn't seem to be actually recording my voice. And I was really struggling to figure out why, and I started spelunking into different software settings, and I've already had some issues with some of my hardware here. And eventually it occurred to me, oh wait, you need to have the microphone plugged in order for the computer to actually record it. Anyway, this is not what you think it is. This is your daily list, not
your daily Lex.
Right, so I had a very odd moment when I was listening to Your Daily Lex a couple of days ago. Lex, your friend and mine, had said he was going to go on vacation, and I thought to myself, you know, wouldn't it be fun if somebody sat in for him for the time that he was gone? And then I thought, because this is how I am, oh, wouldn't it be fun for me to sit in with him, for him for the time that he was gone? And then I thought, oh, wow, that actually works really well, because YDL could be Your Daily Lists instead of Your Daily Lex. And I quickly realized I don't think I have enough to talk about to cover one day, much less many days. And I expressed this to Lex, and I think I probably made a recording of Your Daily Lex where he said a couple of people said basically the same thing. And where we landed was, well, maybe I could do just one episode just for funsies, and here we are. And then that led to a whole different world of problems, which is, what terrible things can I say about the Philadelphia Eagles or New Jersey or really any of the things that Lex holds near and dear to his heart, while basically he's a captive audience? And I have many things I could say about all of that, but I thought, no. Even though the New York Giants are the best football team in the world, even if they're not the most winning, and even though New Jersey is but the stepchild of the better state, which is New York, I'm not going to say those things. Instead, what I'll tell you about is something I enjoy, because everyone likes being happy, right? So my family and I recently traveled, and we were on a very long vacation, the longest one we've ever taken, actually, and we were in a place that the cellular service, for whatever reason, was trash. It was trash everywhere. It was trash near the big city we were in. It was trash far away from the big city we were in. And for the life of me, I still don't understand why. This was not a remote city in the middle of nowhere. This is a very populated city. I don't know if it's because, you know, our phones were roaming or something. Who knows? But our cellular service was garbage. The internet was a bygone conclusion from another time. We could barely get on the internet. And I think because of that, what ended up happening to my wife, Erin, and myself is that our phones, our iPhones, were quickly losing all of their battery. I'm being a bit hyperbolic here, but certainly quicker than I expected, these batteries were draining. And when you're out and about in a place that you're not used to, a lot of people will carry around big honking, you know, portable batteries, and I just don't love doing that. It's something I can do and I have done, but it's not my favorite. And I had the rare stroke of brilliance before we left, and I thought, you know what? What I'm going to do is I'm going to bring the Apple MagSafe battery pack, which I bought kind of on a lark for my podcast that I record with friends, the Accidental Tech Podcast. And neither of my two co-hosts wanted one. And I thought, oh, well, for $100, in for a penny, in for a pound, I'll go ahead and buy it. And I got to tell you, I love this thing. It is a magnetic battery pack. And I know that there are other battery packs from other third parties that are both bigger and, you know, provide more charge and so on and so forth. But what I really love about the Apple MagSafe battery pack, which they don't make anymore, unfortunately, is that it's very, very slim. And it has, of course, you know, some integration with iOS, such that when you plug the battery pack, or I shouldn't say plug it in, when you magnetically attach the battery pack to the back of your phone, it'll show a little animation showing you how charged the battery pack is and how charged the phone is. And you can always swipe over to like control center or whatever it is in order to check on the charging state of the battery pack. And it's just a really nice experience. And I found that, you know, this one MagSafe battery pack, when alternating between our two phones, could charge us enough, both phones, to get us through the remainder of the day. And I just thought that was really cool. And I really hope that Apple brings this thing back, especially with USB-C, because the one I have is so old, it uses Lightning, and I have mostly forbidden Lightning from my life at this point, and this is just one of the few ways in which it still lingers, and that's really too bad. And you know what else lingers? Lex. He'll be back soon. But for now, this was Your Daily List.
Lex.